Paddy, Tyrone ladies back on the road to Croke Park and back in another All-Ireland, I suppose hoping to go one better than this time last year.
Absolutely, Tom, another occasion I suppose, but the one thing that the girls have said, I suppose 51 weeks ago now, is that when if they got back, they wouldn't be going for the occasion, and I think that's been key throughout this year, Tom, that they haven't been focusing on getting to Croke Park. It's about winning the Intermediate Championship, and that's what the talk has been from the start to finish, you know.
Yeah, I'm a more mature, more experienced team this time.
I would say that would be fair, Tom, yeah. A more experienced team. They've worked very, very hard over the last year. They started back in November after the disappointment of losing to Tipperary last year. The focus was always to get back to Croke Park. There's no doubt about that there. And they will have learned an awful lot from that. You know, nothing really, as they've all said over the past week or 2 weeks, you know, nothing really sets you up for running out onto Croke Park and the noise that surrounds you.
And obviously they're prepared for that now, given the fact that it was new to them last time round.
Exactly right, Tom. This isn't an occasion now. It's very much about getting out there and getting the job done and focusing on what they have to do, you know.
Yeah. Well, talk to me about the road so far.
Well, Tom, I suppose in the Ulster Championship, the Ulster Championship's convoluted, you know, in terms of various things, and only a couple of three intermediate teams, so it was sort of not a round robin, but a sort of a wayward trip. We beat Down in the opening game, 6-22, we scored in that one. Comprehensive performance, comprehensive victory in that one, and at the end of the day, then we ended up meeting Down again in the final, and gives them another serious beating, I suppose you would say. That progressed as then as Ulster champions. This year, it is a new scenario this year with the group stages. And we ended up in a group with Wicklow and Offaly. And we beat a fancy Wicklow side. Now, bear in mind, this Wicklow side had beat Meath already this year. So we went into that game, you know, not but into unknown, you know. So that said, we come out of that on the right side of that. Good performance, big victory as well. And then beat Offaly at Mullaghorn and Cavan then in the next game. And our last game was to be against Leitrim, but obviously Leitrim had pulled out of the competition, so that left them. So we were safely through to the quarter-final. Quarter-final was against Wexford down at Drogheda in Louth. And squeaky bum time, I suppose, on occasions in that game, but we come through with flying colours again in the end of that one. And then we headed to Ballyshannon to the semi-final. 3 minutes to go, 6 points up, and we give away two bad goals. Level going into the last minute and a half, and Niamh Wood slotted over a point. And I suppose an insurance point would have done the job as Chloe McCaffrey went through, but she decided to just, as players do, slot the ball to the back of the net to give us a comfortable four-point victory. But that got us over the line, and I think it would have been gut-wrenching for everybody involved, really. Emma Brennan scored a fine point to put us six up, going into the closing stages. And, you know, you would think to yourself, well, job's done, but you took away the ball and you can't afford to do that. But they showed great character, and that was another important factor in the season. They were able to dig deep and get that result, you know.
Yeah, and it was important as well, maybe given the ease of the victories up to that, that they did get a test.
Absolutely, Tom. The Wexford game was a test as well, and to come through that, and Sligo, who they beat last year in the semi-final and route to the final as well. It was a tougher test for them, perhaps, than they even expected, you know. But the Sligo team was so much experience, Tom, and so much quality, you know, and you have to feel for them because I talked to Keith Gilroy from the backroom team, he'd be the chairman of the club, you know, the county, and, you know, he said 8 weeks out, he'd have been glad to even get this far. And they really put it up to us. And, you know, I think it's the third or fourth semi-final they've lost now in the trot. That's hard to take. But at the end of the day, you get through. These games are set to try or test you. And the girls come through with flying colours.
And talk to me about Westmeath.
Westmeath actually were playing. So
yeah, Westmeath, yeah.
Yeah, well, Meath, I suppose.
Or Meath, sorry, yeah, yeah.
They beat Down in the National League final. And the boys had watched them. They have a couple of very, very good players. You know, standout forwards, you know, there's a lot of experience there too. But I suppose, Tom, the thing is that they may not have that big game experience in terms of, you know, an All-Ireland final. Their last final, I think, was around the mid-90s. you know, and Croke Park has changed since that. The players obviously have changed since that. And we have players, of course, who played in the 2010 All-Ireland final to Dublin, lost to Dublin. And obviously, I think bar maybe one or two from the squad last year are available to Tyrone this year as well. So they've that experience. But Meath will be no pushovers, absolutely not. It's going to be a very, very tough battle for Tyrone, without doubt.
And tell me, who were the survivors from 2010?
Meath Woods and Shannon Lynch, the goalkeeper from Castlederg, and Gemma Bagley.
Yeah, so obviously that's an important ingredient too, to have that experience. They're looking forward to a third All-Ireland.
Well, a third All-Ireland, but not on the board yet. And I suppose that's the thing that Gemma has talked about, you know, that this could be her last season. You know, she's got to that age profile now where she's considering hanging up the boots at inter-county level. Because, Tom, they don't have to tell you, it is demanding as a man's game, as a men's game. They started in November, as I said, in the gym, the Raw gym in Omagh, and they were out there in January, February, March, up at Girvahy, in the wind and the rain and the wust and snow and whatever. And they've worked hard to get this far, so they don't need any sort of any introduction. They know how tough it is, and it's going to be very, very difficult, Tom.
And tell me, is everybody fit and well?
There's been a bit of a...
in your voice as well.
I have it as well. It's funny. It seems to be maybe the change in the weather or whatever, but there's a few people in the same boat, and it has prompted a couple of changes, perhaps maybe enforced changes from Gerry. And nothing that can be done about that, you know. But
who are the changes? Who are the changes?
Well, goalkeeper-wise, Shannon Lynch starts in goals. Keating Conway comes in, and Emma Mulgrew returns as well. Maria Canavan misses out. Steve McGurr is back in as well. So I suppose there's a couple of changes, but it's very much not the 15 at start, as we often say now, Tom. It's the 15 at finish, and hopefully the 15 at finish will get a bit of silverware at the end of the day, you know.